It's Amy, and March is your lucky month, especially with that tax refund on the way. Invest it wisely in your home with beautiful new floors from 50 Floor. Now, they bring the showroom to you, which is super convenient and makes it so easy to choose from hardwoods, carpets, or luxury vinyl plank. Installation is a breeze, done in just one day. Call 877-50-FLOOR or visit 50floor.com. Mention promo code PODCAST for an extra $300 off. Discover why 50 Floor is the ultimate flooring experience.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
I don't like crooked politicians. I don't like dishonest politicians. I don't like politicians that try to take credit for things they try to destroy. And then when those things get past their efforts to destroy them, then they take credit for them and run on them. Let me give an example. How many have you guys heard these ads, primarily in the run-up to the Super Tuesday primary here in Texas, where a bunch of these so-called Republicans were claiming credit for passing the most stringent border bill in the country? Nothing could have been further from the truth. The most stringent border bill was HB 20. But that was killed by a lot of these left-wing pro-Democrat Republicans. So they took what was second best and something that would meet the Democrats' ability to beat back or wouldn't cause the Democrats any serious heartburn in their illegal immigration campaign, and they adopted that because the Democrats said it was okay. And then these pro-Democrat Republicans are like, oh yeah, let's go ahead and claim credit because our stupid voters will just hear that we passed a border bill. They won't look at the details. They won't know that we actually killed a strong border bill that would have made a huge impact. Now, I don't want to say that the border bill that did pass won't have its uses. It will. It's going to be able to, according to the Attorney General of the state of Texas, Ken Paxton, it will be the launching board for a challenge to SB 1070's ruling in the Supreme Court. SB 1070, you may or may not remember, was a law that was passed by Arizona. And SB 1070 basically said, look, Arizona, we're just going to follow federal law. We're going to take federal law, we're going to Xerox copy it, and we're going to do it here in Texas. And so not only was it not unconstitutional, it was completely consistent with the rule of law in the United States as opposed to California, which says we refuse to follow the rule of law and they don't get punished. But SB 1070 in Arizona said we're going to follow the rule of law, and they were sued by the federal government and found by the Supreme Court that you can't enforce the law. Only the federal government can enforce federal law. So wait a minute. So California can break federal law and that's legal, but we try to enforce federal law and that's illegal? Made no sense. So what the law in Texas can do is work to get that law is going to be challenged all the way up to the Supreme Court. Well, they will be able to reopen and relitigate SB 1070. And with a constitutional court now, there's a good chance SB 1070 will be overturned, which is good news for all of us. It will have a Supreme Court that actually says, oh, complying with the law is good and not complying with the law is bad. And it's actually kind of sick and sad that the biggest purveyor of lawlessness in this country seems to be the government, not only the federal government, but at local levels, too. You know, that reminds me There's a story out of the People's Republic of California. What you may or may not know, that back in the day when California was a red state, it led one of the nation's biggest and most significant tax revolts in our history. And they may be poised to do it again because they've been pushed too far. This is from Newsmax. California business owners saying they're boycotting taxes. The relentless wave of burglaries, coupled with the already precarious state of the economy, pushing many small business owners in Oakland, California, to a breaking point where boycotting taxes seems like the only viable option. Enough is enough, La Perla restaurant owner Jose Ortiz told KTVU Fox 2 after his restaurant was robbed twice at gunpoint. We're frustrated, so we're not going to pay taxes to the city until they give us what we want. And what do they want? They want the rule of law enforced. Now, as you know, out in California, and left-wingers all over the country, really, are supportive of criminals. They believe in these pro-criminal laws and pro-criminal policies that unleash this population onto our people. They collect taxes, they lift taxes from our wallet, and then they proceed to give our taxes to criminals and allow them to run rampant across the country. No greater evidence of this is found than the border. I mean, we're talking 10 to 12 million illegal aliens streaming into the United States. They take our money and they do nothing to protect us, to the point where now we've got the FBI warning because of these open borders. We have an imminent terrorist attack headed our way. So look, I think as we're approaching tax day in April, I think the majority of Americans ought to be looking seriously at a tax revolt across the country, because frankly, our tax dollars are being taken out of our pockets. We're sending them to overseas wars and we're not protecting the homeland. Is that what you pay taxes for? I don't think so. Now, here in Texas, at least some of our taxes are being put to good use because the Attorney General of the great state of Texas is actually working to protect us. And there have been some victories and some new battlefields opened. And we will discuss that coming up next with the Attorney General of the great state of Texas, Ken Paxton, on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Is Bidenomics really screwing up your world? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If Obamacare has you paying out the nose, call American Medical Plans. Don't let these Marxists destroy one-sixth of the U.S. economy and your access to health care without a fight. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Tucker Carlson's getting a wake-up call with his experience with Fox News. I've had a couple. When DirecTV stopped carrying Newsmax, I said to myself, self, why am I funding AT&T, DirecTV's parent company? So I made the switch to Patriot Mobile. I thought it was silly to send my money to those who were actively hurting me. I was also taught a very valuable lesson about independence, the foundational principles of the United States of America. And Patriot Mobile backs those values too: faith, freedom, prosperity. When you make the switch at patriotmobile.com/storm, you're supporting your values, you're supporting a company that gives millions of dollars to the causes that you and I support, and you're also helping your liberty-loving Latino's voice stay free and independent. You'll also get an industry-leading coverage guarantee and discounts for multi-line users, veterans, first responders, active military. Why fund the woke one day longer? Switch to Patriot Mobile. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT, or just go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use my promo code STORM to get free activation. Make the switch to Patriot Mobile.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
If you're like me, you're probably troubled that American values are on the retreat because the Socialist Democrats are in charge. But there is pushback. There are those who recognize things are going terribly wrong and are doing everything they can in their power to push back. And by the way, those people find themselves under attack by the go-along to get-along crowd. These pro-Democrat Republicans that I've been telling you about that prize getting along with Marxists and socialists over confronting them. They want to take out those who destroy that cooperation. And one of those individuals who has been a target, his name is the Attorney General of the great state of Texas, Ken Paxton. He joins me now. Mr. Paxton, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me back on.
You know what? I found, and I'm not going to mention names because I don't think the politics here is necessarily pertinent at this discussion, but I was astounded by how many people noticed what you were doing yesterday and jumped online and said, oh, taking credit. Great job, and patted themselves on the back. And many of these people, the ones who tried to remove you from office. So I just found that ironic. Let's start here. Suing the illegal alien city of Colony Ridge. What's this all about?
So we've been concerned since we learned about this insane setup. And it was actually set up by two legislators, Ernest Bales, who's a state representative who just got beat in a primary, fortunately, and Robert Nichols, who's a state senator, set up this arrangement where these developers could come in, buy up lots of land, and then offer to mostly non-citizens, their understanding, mortgages that are not very fair, and it creates a situation where illegals are attracted to it because prices are so low. But the reality is a lot of these things end up going into foreclosure, and it creates just huge problems for neighboring communities. And it creates a huge problem for the state of Texas. And so we sued them.
Right. And what was the grounds, the legal jargon or the legal statutes that Colony Ridge is liable for, in your opinion?
Basically, we can sue, you know, our powers are consumer. We don't have any criminal powers. So this is a consumer fraud statute. And
okay.
It's based on misleading consumers about what they're buying. That they're actually not buying what they think they're buying, that the properties are not set up the way the infrastructure is not set up the way it's supposed to be or the way it's advertised, and that they're misleading consumers about what the actual cost is going to be. So it's called a deceptive trade practice, and this is one of our major powers. And by the way, this is a power that Texans for Lawsuit Reform tried to take away from us because they didn't want any corporation to be responsible for defrauding other than just restitution. And the problem with that is, If all a consumer can get is restitution, the state can't step in. There's no real disincentive to doing things like this. We'd have no power to stop it. Each individual consumer here would have to sue, and that would have been the result of Texas for Lawsuit Reform. Dick Weekly got their way.
Understood. Now, so what about the illegal alien component? This has been dubbed, and I think there's plenty of evidence to support it, an illegal alien city, a bastion just north of Houston, that where illegal aliens are flocking to and where, frankly, crime is running rampant, where law enforcement doesn't dare to tread sometimes. And of course, that lawlessness is bleeding out into neighboring counties. So was there anything legally is there anything in the process that could be legally done about the illegal alien component and the crime component here?
So the illegal alien component is SB4, where we're being stopped right now from enforcing that by the courts.
Mm-hmm.
But we're in that fight. The illegal alien problem could be solved by us if they let us just do what our laws now allow, which is deport people that are here illegally. But currently that's a fight that we're trying to win with the Biden administration and the ACLU and trying to overcome, sometimes a 5-4 vote in the U.S. Supreme Court with Roberts going with the liberal judges.
Understood. Folks, we're talking to Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton on the Chris Salcedo Show. And I wanted to ask you about another move that actually came to fruition yesterday. This was a result of legislation passed by the legislature. You enforced it, as is your job. And it required porn sites in the state of Texas to verify the age of those who are using those sites so that minors cannot access. And the headlines, I got to be honest with you, Mr. Attorney General, the headlines are just deceptive as hell. Texas shuts down Pornhub. Pornhub no longer available in Texas. Trying to blame you and blame Texas. But really what was going on here is Pornhub just refused to comply with the law, which said you've got to stop children from being able to access your adult content.
That's exactly right. This is actually a bill that my wife, Senator Paxton, pushed forward from the Senate and then got it passed in the House. And it's just designed, it's not, obviously we have free speech rights and people can read and talk about whatever they want. But in this case, protecting children is a reasonable limitation on that free speech right. And that's all this was designed to do, is say, we're not shutting you down. We don't have the authority under the First Amendment to do that for adults, but we can protect our children from this. And so that's what we sought to enforce, because the legislation was passed and these sites refused to cooperate with the existing law. And it was their decision, not ours, to shut them down. So we did not shut down any website, Pornhub or any other website. They made that decision voluntarily because they were forced to follow state law, which was merely to keep children off of those sites.
Right. And there is technology that can be used to verify adults' identities and the fact that they're of age. But again, if an adult walks up on the street and tries to show a child pornography, that's my understanding, that does violate a statute. So that's in essence what Pornhub was doing, marketing itself to underage folks. And I think that's when you're breaching the law, that's when the free speech issue kind of takes a back seat, because you don't have the right under free speech to break the law. In this case, marketing pornography to children.
Well, look, the First Amendment is broad, and it's obviously a fundamental part of our political system and what the founders wanted to encourage was free speech. So this is not designed to stop free speech. Adults can say or do whatever they want as it relates to these sites.
Mm-hmm.
All the legislature is trying to do, and I think most people in Texas would agree with this, is protect children from what could be harmful, and I think would be harmful to them at that age. So this is ridiculous for them to argue that we're somehow infringing on their First Amendment rights, when in reality, all we're doing is trying to protect children.
Right. And again, I want to stress this and get your legal expertise on this, because it is not legal to market pornography, if you're an adult, to show pornography to children in the state of Texas, is it?
No.
No. Yeah. That's not legal. You can't do that.
Yeah.
And what do you make of the argument?
We've been protecting children for a long time here.
Right. And what do you make of the argument that, it's my free speech right to show pornography to kids, which is what's happening in GovEd, as a matter of fact. What do you make of that argument? Does it pass the smell test?
They don't ever make the argument. They broaden it out and say that we're affecting all free speech, but they never say what we want to do is market this to very young children. And that's our goal, to get them hooked on this when they're young and to get into their head early. Mm-hmm. They don't say that. They're not even honest about what they're actually doing. So we don't even have that argument. They argue about, we're affecting their First Amendment right in a very broad way. We're not affecting their First Amendment right in a very broad way. We're not trying to. We don't want to. It's not the way we operate in this country. So all we're trying to do is protect children, and they don't even want to talk about it. They don't talk about it at all. They don't bring it up. They don't make it an issue. It's because they know that that's a loser.
We are talking to Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton right now, folks, on the Chris Salcedo Show. And for those of you just joining us late, Pornhub has decided to shut down its operations in Texas because Texas is requiring Pornhub to verify the age of those kids, of adults who are actually partaking in the website, and to make sure kids don't get access to that website. And that's what the Attorney General was able to successfully prosecute and win. Let's transition to these non-governmental organizations out there that are facilitating what you and I would call facilitating illegal immigration. First off, just broadly speaking about these non-governmental organizations, is it your belief that they are facilitating illegal activity?
Yeah, and I think the Biden administration uses them as sort of a liaison to do that. So money is funneled through them. It's like money laundering. For illegal immigration, the Biden administration sends large sums of money, hundreds of millions of dollars, essentially billions, to these organizations, and then they go do all of what the government would be in violation of federal law for doing. And of course, they're in violation too. And then when we say, hey, wait a minute, under our laws, the Texas Attorney General has the right to know what's going on with charities, because people give their hard-earned money to these charities, and they are entitled to get what they're being promised by these charities. And if the charities are committing crimes, then we have a right to stop them and to shut them down. And that's what we were trying to do here. We didn't know if we were going to shut them down, but we wanted to get information to find out what they were actually doing. And they decided, the charity, Annunciation House, and a bunch of politicians in El Paso decided that was, you know, that they were going to protect this organization, that they were not going to be required to disclose what they're doing. And they ended up suing us, which is interesting that they filed a lawsuit against us, choosing the court they wanted to be in to stop us from knowing what they were doing.
But to be clear, this is your jurisdiction. You are required as the Attorney General of Texas to oversee these groups, correct?
Yeah, it's funny. During the impeachment, they tried to turn it on its head and say that I had to protect them. That is not my job. I don't protect charities. I love charities. I used to help start charities as a lawyer.
Right.
But my job is not to protect charities. My job as Attorney General is the opposite of what the House, Texas House, tried to say it was, which is it is to oversee charities to make sure they are not committing fraud or violating some other law. That is my job. And if they do, then my job is to find some corrective measure.
Now, before I get to the Haitian invasion over in our friends in Florida, I've got some breaking news to hit you with. Fulton County judge, the reason why I know this is my cell phone starts blowing up because my Newsmax team starts talking about this stuff, so I know there's something going on. So I look down, and Fulton County judge says District Attorney Fannie Willis can continue to prosecute the 2020 election if her cohort, this Wade character, is taken off the case. What is your, I know I'm hitting this with you as it's breaking right now. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, look, this whole system of going after Trump in a liberal county like Fulton County under state law is designed to stop him from being president. And this is a political fact. The American people should be disgusted by it. If liberal counties like Fulton County or any other county can stop somebody from being president because they don't like him by using the legal system, which is what is going on in all of his cases and what's happened to me, then we don't have a constitutional republic. We have a ruling oligarchy that picks and chooses. And if they can't beat you at the ballot box by cheating enough, then they go after you in court. So I'm disgusted by this. That woman should definitely be conflicted out, and that whole case should be dismissed for just being ludicrous.
Right. It is ludicrous, the idea that you can't challenge election results without being accused of trying to change the election results is absolutely nuts.
It's a violation of the very thing we just talked about, the First Amendment.
The First Amendment,
exactly. We have every right to challenge. This is exactly the kind of political speech that is protected and that should never be prosecuted. Now, you'd expect it in Haiti, or you might expect it in Venezuela, but this is, if every American should be terrified, Republican or Democrat, that this is the type of speech now that's turned into a crime.
Well, right. And again, the allegations against Fannie Willis and her level of corruption, again, just reading this now, CNN is the one that's reporting this. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis can stay on and prosecute the Georgia 2020 election interference racketeering case against former President Trump. And the co-defendants, Judge McAfee, said even after he was witness to the level of corruption this woman had undertaken inside of her office, even knowing that she is a corrupt DA, he says you can continue. Doesn't that undermine the credibility of a district attorney's office when they can do this kind of thing and they're not liable for their shadiness or their crookedness in what they do?
Yeah, it goes back to what I said. It makes it look like we're in a third world country.
Yeah.
And this is a huge problem. Maybe one of the biggest in our country, that our judicial system has become a political trial and not a real legal trial. There's no respect for the law. There's no rule of law. These guys figured out under Obama that they could just ignore the law and make it up and use it to their advantage. So these people are bad people to use the court system and then push the law aside and say, look, we don't like President Trump. We don't like his policies. We don't like his tweets, and so guess what? We're going to get him out of office, and we're going to let this prosecutor who's just despicable and shouldn't even be allowed to practice law, we're going to let her be over his case and try to take him out. Mm-hmm. I find it reprehensible.
It is. It is. And again, that's why you have people of low moral character to prosecute this. Anybody with any morality wouldn't do such a thing. So that's why these people are instrumental to their cause. Last thing I have for you, I mentioned the Haitian invasion. The state of Florida is now deploying resources to stop massive, uncontrolled illegal immigration. I talked to the attorney general out there in Florida yesterday, asking, you know, are you guys going to use the same constitutional legal predicate that Texas is using, that it's an invasion, to stop it, and that your state has the right to stop this invasion? What do you think Florida should be doing if you were asked to give them some advice?
I would tell them to stand up for their state. Again, I've heard Ron DeSantis say this. Florida, Texas, we wouldn't have joined the union. The founders of our state would not have joined under this premise that, hey, the federal government's going to protect you. They have an obligation. We have laws that require them to protect you. However, if they decide, if we have some bad politicians in power who say, guess what, we don't care about your people, we're going to let anybody cross over, the cartels, the terrorists, anybody, and we're not going to protect you. And by the way, now that we have these laws, you can't do anything about it. That is insane, and we cannot stand for it. And the more states that stand up to this, the harder it is for anybody to say we can't do it.
Right, and Joe Biden's regime has signaled they want to let these Haitians swarm into the United States, much the way the illegal alien swarms have been coming in for the last 3 years across Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California. And of course, they want to abandon, the federal government wants to abandon Florida the way the federal government has abandoned Texas. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, sir, always appreciate the visit. And do keep up the good work, my friend. That's going to do it, everybody, for the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me and you a favor. Visit a couple of websites. TexasScorecard.com. That's where you find out about all the efforts of those who take government seriously, conservatives, and their efforts to protect you here in the state of Texas. Go there to Texas Scorecard, and you will see all those stories. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you find me, the radio shows on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas, simulcast on Rumble, Getter, and Newsmax, too. Then, in the afternoon, we go national on the television, and that is the Chris Salcedo Show on Newsmax 1 from 4 o'clock until 5 Eastern. So until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. Stay vigilant out there, my friends.
It's Amy, and March is your lucky month, especially with that tax refund on the way. Invest it wisely in your home with beautiful new floors from 50 Floor. Now, they bring the showroom to you, which is super convenient and makes it so easy to choose from hardwoods, carpets, or luxury vinyl plank. Installation is a breeze, done in just one day. Call 877-50-FLOOR or visit 50floor.com. Mention promo code PODCAST for an extra $300 off. Discover why 50 Floor is the ultimate flooring experience.
Have you got an old car gathering dust in your driveway? Want to make a difference? With America Can Cars for Kids, your unused vehicle, running or not, can help change a kid's life. Your donation directly supports kids, giving kids in need a chance at a better future. You'll receive a $50 gift card as a thank you. Give the gift of hope. Head over to carsforkids.org. Remember, it's cars with a C, and donate today. That's carsforkids.org. This is your chance to make a difference. Right off the car, not the kid.